The National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA, was first set aside for oil production nearly a century ago. But it wasn't until last year that the reserve produced its first barrels. That's when ConocoPhillips brought its CD5 unit online. Now the company is hoping to expand production from the reserve with a string of new drill sites reaching ever deeper into the NPRA. One of those projects, Greater Moose's Tooth 1, will start construction this winter. This month, the Bureau of Land Management is launching an environmental analysis of Conoco's most recent proposal called Greater Moose's Tooth 2. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz reports.
ConocoPhillips first proposed these drill sites over a decade ago, but the first project, called CD5, ran into hurdles, including negotiations with the village of Nuiqsut over the location of a road through local subsistence grounds. It took 10 years to permit and build, starting production last fall. Now, Conoco is hoping it's full steam ahead. The projects are like stepping stones, each stringing a little further into the National Petroleum Reserve. First came CD5, which sits on Native Corporation land right at the edge of the NPRA. From there, Conoco plans to build a road to Greater Moose's Tooth 1, or GMT-1, which is scheduled to start construction next year.
And GMT-2 is the next step out in development.
That's Conoco's project manager for the NPRA, Jim Brody. Like GMT-1, the GMT-2 site will be a gravel pad with a maximum of about 30 wells, sending oil by new pipelines back to Conoco's Alpine facility, and from there to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Brody says the sites are some of Conoco's main priorities these days.
In terms of new development in Alaska, the NPRA tend to be the most attractive.
But that doesn't mean they're cheap. Conoco officials joke that $1 billion doesn't go as far as it used to. The entire Alpine field was a $1 billion investment in 2000. Now, each new drill site costs about $1 billion. That's largely because of sheer logistics. The further into the reserve you move, the further from any existing infrastructure, and the more expensive it is. But Conoco has also been frustrated by the pace of the permitting process. In July, Alaska's congressional delegation sent a letter to the Federal Bureau of Land Management saying, essentially, get a move on. On July 25th, the Bureau announced it would start its environmental review, the next step towards approving the project. The Bureau is currently asking the public for input on what it should study. Stephanie Rice of the BLM says two areas of focus will be impacts on climate change and ensuring the project doesn't interrupt Nuiqsut's access to subsistence resources.
The main subsistence resource is going to be caribou and making sure that roads and pipelines and air traffic do not interfere with caribou migration.
Meanwhile, some conservationists aren't thrilled with the project. Marissa Knodel is a climate campaigner with the Friends of the Earth in Washington, D.C. She says the development doesn't line up with the Obama administration's commitments on climate change.
The bottom line is that any new development for oil and gas, like what is being proposed in the National Petroleum Reserve, moves us completely in the opposite direction of where we need to be going in terms of a safe climate future.
The state of Alaska, of course, takes the opposite view, that new oil and gas development is imperative. And right now, Conoco's developments in the NPRA are some of the few potential sources of new oil for the Trans-Alaska pipeline. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.